Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for being here on Journey into the Light. We are also, I'm your host, Michael Long. We are also live on Facebook Live. I am on Facebook Live right now, and our guest, Maria Peroni from New York City, Psychic Medium, is our guest tonight, and she is taking your calls, and I believe she is also live on Facebook. And Maria, if you can hear me, your video says it will begin in a moment. We can't see you. So you might want to restart that. I'll help you on the phone lines if you're called in here in a minute. Let me start the song here. So everybody call into the show. Maria's going to be here, even if she's not on Facebook Live. She'll be on the radio to take your calls. So call on in, 347-884-8245. Press that 1 on your phone to speak to Maria. And again, we dedicate this show and a blessing to Love in Action, our homeless mission, helping those a lot less fortunate than us. So if you can donate, we do have the links either on the show page to the GoFundMe or the PayPal or on the Facebook page. It's not required, but it's a beautiful thing to do. And we'll talk a little bit more about it here on the show once we get started. But, you know, when you can take someone like Burles, who we met a couple months ago, pushing a couple shopping carts, and when God told me to go talk to him, he wasn't even asking for help, and that's what I was talking about the last hour. Sometimes I argue with God, and I shouldn't. I'm like saying, but he's not even asking. Of course, this is kind of when I was kind of new at the homeless mission, and I said, he's not even asking for help. He's pushing two shopping carts. Maybe he's okay. And the message was like, does he look okay? Does he look like he's so? So I found out by talking to Burles, a sweet man, that at age 14 he was kicked out of his house by his parents. And you might want to ask, how does a boy at 14 years old get kicked out of a house? What would he have done? Okay, this was his crime. You want to guess? Guns, drugs? No, none of that. He went to church. He went to church with his family. Not his family, but families of his friends in the neighborhood. His dad got so mad he kicked him out and said, don't you ever come back. And he never did. That is a sad story by itself. And now at age 66, when I found Burles still homeless, pushing two shopping carts full of cans so that he could make a couple of dollars. And then I found out after we started helping him that when a big storm came through Oklahoma City with winds up to 100 miles an hour, I said, how did you make it through that at 1 in the morning? And he said, I jumped in that dumpster right over there. This big, blue, nasty dumpster. He jumped in. Hold on to the lid with 100-mile-an-hour winds. Can you imagine? You know, I've been through a tornado. A tornado hit my house and destroyed my house 4 years ago. I've been chased by tornadoes. They are very deadly, very, very scary. I'll tell you that. And when I found out about that, I knew we had to do something and something quick. And he told me about a lady that had a garage apartment that was willing to rent it out. And he was so excited and so wanted me to go and talk to her. And I said, can I get a phone number for her? And he said, but she's there right now, Mr. Long. Could you go and talk to her now? And he was just really excited. I said, well, yeah, sure. Let's go. So he led the way and, talked with her, worked it out. So we're paying his rent so he has a place that he calls home each month. And So finally, at age 66, he has a place that he calls home, and he tells friends, I'm going home. And if that's not spirituality working, guys, I don't know what spirituality is. I really don't. I don't. And if someone told me that that's not spirituality, I honestly would get up and walk away from this show. I really would, because if that's not what this is into, with what we're talking about, then I'm doing something wrong. But luckily, thank God, I have the blessing of the best listeners and friends that get it and understand, because this is where our support comes from. This show doesn't come from anywhere else, and we show you what we're doing. We put out pictures. We put out videos. I don't talk about doing something and taking your donations, hard-earned money, and not showing you our work, or saying we're, you know, I'm building like a submarine or something for all of us to, you know, fly away from the world. You know what I'm saying? Not a mythical, invisible thing, okay? Because, you know, we all want to see, right? And I think we should. And so that's what we do. That's what we do. So the links are on the show page to GoFundMe, the PayPal, also on Facebook. So we say, if you can please donate $25 and you'll give you a 10-minute reading. It's not required, but it's a great blessing. If you donate more, it's awesome. And there's a gift item, but I'll talk about that after the song. Let's get the song started. And this song is so beautiful. Listen to the words, and it's called You'll Be There by George Strait. It talks about our loved ones who have passed. It's really beautiful. Take a listen. I'll be back right after this song.
Is an anchor and love is a ship. Time is the ocean and life is a trip. You don't know where you're going till you know where you're at. And if you can't read the stars, well, you better have a map, a compass and a conscience so you don't get lost at sea or on some old lonely island where no one wants to be. From the beginning of creation, I think our Maker had a plan for us to leave these shores and sail beyond the sand and let the good light guide us through the waves and the wind to the beaches in a world where we have never been. And we'll climb up on the mountain, y'all, we'll let our voices ring. When those who've never tried it, they'll be the first to sing. Oh my, I'll see you on the other side, if I make it, and it might be a long, hard ride, but I'm gonna take it. Sometimes it seems that I don't have a prayer. Let the weather take me anywhere, but I know that I want to go where the streets are gold, cause you'll be there. Oh my, my. Well, you don't bring nothing with you here, and you can't take nothing back. I ain't never seen a hearse with a luggage rack, so I've torn my knees up praying, scarred my back from falling down. I spent so much time flying high till I'm face first in the ground. So if you're up there watching me, would you talk to God and say, tell him I might need a hand to see you both someday. If I make it, and it might be a long, hard ride, but I want to take it. Sometimes it seems that I don't have a prayer. I let the weather take me anyway, but I know that I want to go. The streets are gold, cause you'll be there. Oh my, cause you'll be there. Oh
coffee shop, had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away. In the shadow of that hospital at 508, I saw God today. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know He's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere, I just slow down to stop and stare. I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice she was starting to show. Stood there for a minute, taking in the sky, lost in that sunset. Flash of amber melted in the shades of red. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know He's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere, I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I saw God today. Got my face pressed up against the nursery glass. She's sleeping like a rock. My name on her wrist, wearing tiny pink socks. She's got my nose, she's got her mama's eyes. My brand new baby girl, she's a miracle. I saw God today.
Welcome, everybody. We are live on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio, and we're also live on Facebook. So we are glad you are here. I am your host, Michael Long. You are listening to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. We've been on the air now close to 10 years. I've done over 4,000 shows, and it's all about you, the listener, the caller, helping you, whatever you're going through. So call on in if you have a question for our guest, Maria Baroni from New York City, psychic medium, She's really awesome. She's trying to get on live Facebook on her page, and hopefully she'll be on there soon. But she's on the holding on the radio, so she's going to be here at least on the radio. And I'm definitely here on the show on Facebook. So, and so call in to the number to get a reading tonight, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone. But if you're on Facebook Live, you can join me there. So it's kind of like some people asked me today, why would they, you know, why not just listen to the radio? Why go on Facebook Live? Well, it's kind of like behind the scenes on the radio. And what's cool about it is, like, if we're taking a call and the guest is talking to the caller, then I can talk to you guys on Facebook Live, or you can talk to me. And it's really good. And yeah, Nikki, I think you're the only one frozen. I can see myself talking. But yeah, so it's really great to get out so join me there. And then if you're on Facebook Live, just you might want to have the radio show too, like click on it or call in so you can hear the guests, the callers, but you can also turn up the volume when we're taking a call, when I talk to you guys right there on Facebook Live. So it's really neat, and we're still experimenting with it. But the neat thing is it brings in a whole other crowd to our journey into the light and into love and action, which is so beautiful. Let me tell you about that, and then we're going to go on with the show. Love and Action, if you're new to the show, is a mission that Jennifer Taylor, who runs Quantum Touch Healing, we started it back last Christmas, and it's helping everybody, but we especially focus on the homeless and those folks who have nothing. I go out, and every Friday and Saturday, my days off from the radio, I spend out with the homeless community or whoever I run into. I run into many vets that need help, and like I was saying at the beginning of the show, we help Burles go from homeless — he's been homeless since the age of 14 to now at age 66 actually having a place he calls home, where we pay his rent monthly, and we're trying to do that for Bill now. And that's the beauty of it. Like I'll give you one example. Bill, who we're trying to — and I put Bill's picture up there, and all he's got is what's right next to him. You know, he's just got some cans, and I'm going to go see him on Friday, and I'm going to bring him, besides some financial assistance, I'm going to bring him mosquito spray, because he was telling me last week when I was there about the mosquitoes, and some cookies. I found out he loves peanut butter cookies, and I'm going to find some more snacks. All he's got is right there. And my goal is to find Bill a place now, next, before the winter comes, which will be fastly here. Because I asked Bill, I said, what do you do in the winter when it's cold? Where do you sleep? He said, right here, pointing to the concrete. And he said, but you don't understand, he said, in winter, he said, you don't sleep. I said, what do you mean? He said, you take naps. He said, it's so cold, it wakes you up. And some people may say, well, what about a homeless mission? Well, here in Oklahoma City, we have one all the way downtown, which is about where I live, which there's homeless people around here too. It's about 15 miles away. People are not going to go there. But the biggest kicker to all of that, to the one homeless mission, is you have to be able to work during the day. And if you can't, you can't stay there. It's the craziest thing I ever heard. But a lot of these people, like Burles and Bill, are not — they're older and have disabilities, and they can't work, bottom line. So they're left to just, you know, So we go out there. I go out there and help people where they're at. I helped a guy last weekend. Steve. These people mean something to me. So I always ask them, can I get your first name? You know, I'm Michael. And anyway, Steve, you'd be amazed how I get around and get to these people. They're not like just waiting for me. Steve was walking across this big grass and weeds and with a shopping cart. And so I maneuvered around and waited for him to come up where I was at. And anyway, found out that Steve was trying to collect enough money to get a bus ticket to go see his mom, who's dying of cancer. And he needed right about $50 to get the rest of the money he needed so he could leave. And she only has a matter of weeks. And he showed me her picture and the hospital. And he's a great guy, great faithful man too. And he said, tell your listeners I'm praying for them. Anyway, I gave him the $50 that he needed from the mission. And so that's what we do. That's what we do. And it's called Love in Action. So tonight, if you can go and donate to either the GoFundMe or the PayPal, what we say as far as, and this is to the listeners too. My challenge is to the listeners too, because normally it's people who donate are just the callers. But come on, guys, we're all in this spiritual boat. The links are there on the show page, the GoFundMe or the PayPal is there, and also on Facebook. The last thing I want to say is there's a family that I've been trying and is needing. I'm trying to get their electricity turned back on. And my wife was finishing she crochets a lot and does really beautiful work. She's done that her whole life, and she loves crafts. So she has made a beautiful shawl, just completed. And instead of giving it to a family member, she's giving it to the mission so that we can get this person's and their family and their kids' lights on. And I put the picture of the shawl on the show page. So look at the show, look at the pictures, and also it's on my Facebook page as well. But this beautiful shawl is 70 inches wide, 33 inches in depth, and crayon cakes yarn, if that means anything to you. You crafts people out there, you crochet people out there. And so what we're doing is the first person, and this will take care of the person's electricity bill. That's why we're setting it at this. First person to donate $200 to the mission, I'll ship it out tomorrow to you, and you'll have it no later than weekend coming up Monday at the latest. But it's beautiful. And the links are there. So it goes for a great cause. And so hopefully someone will come through tonight and we can get that done for the family. And I thank my wife for doing this. And she's going to be making some hats and some more shawls for the homeless. We're going to be passing those out this fall and winter. And that's where our heart is, and that's what we love doing. Okay, looks like I'm going to stay on Facebook Live. That's fine. That's true, and Melanie in the chat, you know, is saying, we do help a lot of vets. There are a lot of disabled vets that I see all the time in wheelchairs. They either have one limb or half limb, and one guy that I helped in a grocery store, you know, it was divine intervention by meeting. And he needed, he was partially blind in one eye. He served two tours in Afghanistan. And he asked me, he said, man, he said, have you served in the military? I said, no. And he said, well, would you help a vet? I said, well, of course. And anyway, his story was that he came here from Arkansas and went to the VA to get work on his eye. When he got here, he had car trouble. He showed me the paperwork. He had $400 he had to put out, and he had no money left for gas money. So he asked for $40. I said, well, of course I'll help you. You don't even know I run a mission to help people. And he gave me a big bear hug. And some months ago, I put his picture up too. And anyway, I never will forget these people. They really touched my heart. And so anyway, I'll leave it there. You guys know what to do, I think. And what we do is bring in the folks who've donated first to the show for readings. But we want everybody to call in. We'll work as many people in as we can as time permits. And we thank everybody for being here and also supporting the mission. So let's go ahead and bring in my guest here, and I can take some in a drink, some water or something, and catch my voice back, right? Okay, let's bring in Maria to the show here on Journey into the Light. Welcome, Maria.
Hi, I'm so glad. I think everything's working. I'm so excited.
Oh, is your Facebook working?
Well, apparently I'm getting billions of people that I know saying, I see you, hi, on the live. Yes.
There you are. Great.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, luckily, I have three computers sitting here right now. And I'm not going to touch any buttons, because if I do, it's going to go crazy again. But my little iPad is charged up, and here I am. So thank you.
Awesome.
I'm glad it's working. Can your people hear me, everybody?
Yeah, we can hear you here on the radio. And folks that can hear me now, I'm going to share this, so it'll be on my page, guys. So you can catch – if you want, everybody can hop on over there to Maria's Facebook Live. And so it's on my page. Everybody hop on over there if you like. So that's awesome. You look beautiful tonight.
Thank you. Oh, I'm just so relieved. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, now you know how it exactly works. So from now on, it'll be a piece of cake, right?
Yes.
Well, Maria, why don't you tell the folks about yourself, if you would.
Okay, yes. I have been psychic my whole life, and I became a professional reader about 20 years ago, maybe even longer. Many people had mentioned that I know things I shouldn't know, that I had an extra sensitivity, heightened awareness. So I decided to see about making it a business after doing readings for years for free when I was younger, and just kind of being the one that people would come to ask questions or to get clear on stuff. And I realized that, okay, this is something. But I would say it's very logical. It's a lot like how animals function. I just have really sensitive senses. You know, if I meet a person, I almost can smell if they're ill. I can see if they are hiding something. I can hear when they're speaking the other conversations that are going on inside their head. And it's a really cool ability. I'm not as freaked out by it. I'm really loving it. It's hard in New York City to walk around and have this sort of convergence of everyone going through me. So that can get really scary, but I'm, you know, managing it and using it to the best of my ability to help people and help clear blocks, help them understand what their future will look like if they continue on the path they're on. And then sometimes I also can tap into the afterlife, things that I don't expect. I have a lot of control over seeing through people. speaking to the afterlife, that kind of happens when it needs to. I can't like call that on right away, but it does bleed through when necessary. So that's what I offer everyone.
Yes. Well, I know you do a beautiful job with the phone, with the calls, and because you've been on my show before for a number of shows. I know, like, now we got a lot of new listeners, so they, you know, they're like, you know, new to you. So it's great to, you know, that's why I say introduce yourself, let people know. And but I know your calls are, and that, what I like about you too is you're so bluntly honest, you know, and people like that, I think, you know, don't sugarcoat
it. Yeah, I have to be. What else
yes.
am I going to do?
Right.
I mean, I sometimes try to soften things, but I try to also let them know what I see.
Right, exactly. Did, have you always, like as a child, seen spirit that always come to you?
Oh, yeah. Ever since I was, as far as I can remember. And yeah, I would say it's some sort of spiritual connection or something's going on. But like I said, it's almost as if everything I see is an unfinished art piece, or it's as if when I look at someone or I look at an environment or I'm in it, if it doesn't feel congruent to my center, then I know something's wrong, because I feel that my center is utterly connected to the divine. And when I'm centered in myself, I can clearly see what's off center, or tragedy about to happen, or an illness, or a beautiful experience. But it's hard to explain. It's I have like an eye, ear, smell, sensory to what's off and what's not congruent with how it should be. And I'm not playing God and saying how people should run their lives, but I could see for each individual, they would be best suited for their own evolution and joy and happiness. And so I can, I'd say that's more the gift.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, yes, I totally get it.
I know.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah. I'm not the best, but I try to do what, you know, I think I'm supposed to be doing. So, well, why don't we go to some calls here and see who we have here. And folks, again, if you're just joining us, we dedicate this show to our homeless mission, Love in Action. So if you at all can, please make a donation to the either the GoFundMe page or the PayPal. And like we say, if you donate $25, we'll give you up to a 10-minute reading. So it's a win-win for everybody, and it's a beautiful thing. And we do more than readings then tonight. We're actually helping out people that really need help. Let me tell you, you think a lot of people are helping, it's not that way. It's the opposite. Very few. I rarely ever see anyone else doing helping out like we're doing with Love in Action. So we really need more support. So the links are to donate are either on the show page, or they're both on either the Facebook lives of Maria's or mine. They're all right there. If you have any questions, I'll come to you in the screening room as well. Press your 1 on the phone to speak to Maria. And boy, there's sure a lot to say. My family wonders why I talk so fast. It's because you have to. Okay, let's go to our first caller here, Maria. And we're going to bring in a sweetheart of a lady and a dear friend of mine. Let's bring in from Canada, Melanie, to the show. Welcome, Melanie.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Maria.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, how are you?
Cool.
All right.
So how can I help you? What's your question?
Okay. I'm looking to see if where I'm planning to head in the direction in my life, if it's going to be as successful as I hope.
Um. there's some things that need to be worked out. At this point, what you're envisioning about the success is, I don't want to, it's grandiose, but it's actually accurate. But
okay.
because you might think it's grandiose, it's not quite moving in that direction. Help me be a little more specific with the plan you have or this exciting thing that you're venturing upon.
Okay, well, I'm going back to get my grade 12 because I'm trying to learn self-teach languages 10 at a time at the moment. So, because my dream was always to be an interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to move in the direction where I become my own boss, open my own
mm-hmm.
business from my home. But I haven't gotten specific as into where I want to head in that direction yet. Like, I have
yes.
ideas.
Okay, great, great, great. So this is one of those readings that's definitely more about just fine-tuning your own vision.
Right.
Because at this point today, in this moment, it has nowhere to go. It doesn't even really have, it's like the future is not capable of unfolding in your dream because there's no dream clear. I mean, so you want to have your own interpreter business?
Well, sorry. I have MS, so I get a little muddled when I'm trying to explain what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm just about, I want to lead by example for showing others love and compassion and to have it for others. And to be an interpreter, I'll be able to speak in language with everyone that I'm trying to spread this to so they understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
As well as open my own business in the sense of bringing forth myself and my gifts to help others because I'm very gifted. It's just a matter of fine-tuning, I guess, is what you're saying.
Yeah, fine-tuning. And it's all correct and it's all right. It's just so, I guess that there is a sort of grandiose energy, not in the sense that it could not happen.
Right.
But it's going to take, it might take like 5 years for it to really
right.
settle in the direction. I mean, are you capable of, you know, sustaining and living well enough right now to pursue this dream and to develop it? Because that's what is most valuable right now.
Right.
Are
I'm
you
getting
in
there.
A,
I'm getting
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Do you have, is your home okay or is it stressful?
It's getting better. The stress is coming away
yeah.
because I finally have gotten my ramp so I'm able to get out of the home.
Yes.
And I have other things coming that are going to even make it more better. It's just time. Like,
yeah,
it'll be done within the next
time.
Year.
Yeah, in a year, it's, yeah, my sense is that the key right now to make this happen faster than 5 years and to have you interpreting your vision and your healing mission, maybe, you know, you're coaching alongside, you're the interpreter alongside some sort of, like, public speaker or something. I could see something along those lines, or you're, you know, something you believe in, a cause. It could be a political movement.
Right.
That's all possible, but that's going to be kind of freelancy for a while.
Right. I
so
understand that.
Yeah.
So
I want it
getting
to be,
centered in which.
Yeah. And you're going to and you can have this career, but my sense most right now is clearing your home is
yes.
the most important of naysayers. Is it naysayers?
Some, yes.
Who's the cranky? Is there someone cranky in your house?
Well, some would say it's me.
Oh, would they say
only,
it's you?
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's only because for so long I knew I was meant for more, and it's sort of like I didn't have that availability to do it, and now it's everything I've been planning is coming to fruition, and now they're seeing, okay, she's not as cranky, and they're sort
so
of getting it.
So you were frustrated by yourself.
Right.
And you know what the beauty is? I really know that the more that you continue in this direction,
yes.
your MS is going to improve. It's going to get better.
Oh,
I guarantee
do know this.
With all my heart.
Oh,
I know
I
that this, yeah, I really do. And there's also a lot of knowledge that you're collecting that's shifting your body chemistry and healing the MS and making you more joyously functional.
Yes, precisely.
So I say it's going to be really, it's going to erupt beautifully, like a good eruption.
Yes.
Stabilize, be on its way 100% within 5 years.
Yep.
You know,
that's awesome.
I don't want to, I'm not going to say all this fancy, but you've got it. It's just going to be a process. But freelance can happen within a year. Definitely.
Well, this is just it, right? I'm making my connections.
Absolutely.
And I didn't even realize it. I was just trying to show love and compassion and help others as much as I can because I'm so felt so stuck for so long. It's been 5.5 years in my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working and everything that I planned is coming about. And it's like, yay.
It is. And what would you like to spread just before we go? Like, what is your mission of what you want to spread to healing? Is there a specific about it?
To heal in love. Love your fellow man. Show compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to give money necessarily. Talk to them. Be open to them. That type of thing. That's what
yes.
I've been trying to do, and I'm trying to lead by example.
Absolutely, because not everyone has money to give, but if you give
right.
your full presence, and your full empathy, and really give someone the room to believe in themselves.
Exactly.
I totally am right there with you. So, congratulations.
Thank you. And
Thank you.
Confirmed I'm in the right direction. I thank you.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing else. I mean, yes, you have to sustain financially and do things
right.
or figure that out, but that you're protected. So you can continue to move forward with this dream, this mission, and this, soul purpose that you
right.
have.
Thank
so,
you.
You're welcome.
And you have a great rest of the night, Marie.
You too.
I'm saying your name right, I hope.
Maria. Italiano.
Oh, I love it. Thank
Maria.
You.
Okay.
I'm an Italian New York names.
I apologize if I came off gruff at first. I think I was ruffled from all my darn technical problems with this computer.
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Because you really are a good soul. Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. We love you, Melanie.
Oh, thanks, Michael. I
love your
you
videos.
I'm
trying.
I have to
see
hug.
These
videos.
Oh, yeah.
Is
she a reader, too? This is fantastic.
She does great videos outside and inside and always with a laugh, always puts a smile on my face, like right now.
Aw, I love you, Michael, and I really want to help you. And if it's just getting the voice out more and more.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have so much, so thank you. So,
you need to get in touch with John Crowley, Michael.
I have.
Good.
I sent him a message.
I gave him a message today. He was here in my home.
Oh, was he wondering?
I said,
I
you need to do
him.
This. You got to reach
oh.
out. You got to open up. You got to do live videos and something because
right.
he can help too.
Right.
Not just himself, but you as well.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. I'll see you, Melanie, on the Facebook Live here. And thank you. I love you. Alrighty. Let's go to our next caller here with Maria Peroni from New York City. And Chrissy, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Chrissy, I'm good.
It's nice to meet you. I'm looking at you on Facebook Live. And your eyes, your soul is just so pretty. I love your aura.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm trying to look in the correct button.
It's nice to meet you.
You too.
I just had a question. Well, I am 35, almost 36, widowed, survivor of suicide. And there is a guy I'm getting to know that I really, really like. And we seem to have a lot in common. And I just want to know what's going to happen with it. I don't want to get hurt again. So, any advice?
Boy, I'm a tough tonight. I can feel I'm a little gritty. You will be hurt again, but not at the degree of how you've ever been hurt before. Okay. The kind of hurt I'm talking about is what happens when people are developing a relationship and they have insecurities or they have misunderstandings. I'm more interested in the level of fear that still exists within you.
Yeah.
Was this suicide attempt on you, or is it the survival of
Yeah, I was going through a divorce. I'm trying to speak quietly because my kids are upstairs, and he did it on my birthday and had plans to kill the kids and I.
Oh, wow.
So, and I heard it. So trying to get back out there has been...
And how many years have you been? You've been...
2008. So.
Okay, so this is what, 10 years almost?
Yeah,
almost 10
updated,
years.
Yeah, updated a couple of people, but they haven't been... the best choices. It seems that I have a heart that can't see bad, and that's a downfall on my part.
Yeah, this is great. I'm so glad you called. This is important. I don't want to scare you. This is what when I talk about getting hurt, I'm talking you're going to be faced with just confronting more of the layers in yourself that have fear.
Yeah.
And trauma. Are you in therapy at all? Or
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Have you been going like consistently for several years?
Years. Yes,
ma'am. Great. Okay, see, so you have a support system. You know, you asked, is it going to work out with this guy? I wish I could see his picture because I feel like.
I can give it to you right now.
Oh, does it pop up on the thing? Yeah, I love
Can I message you in your inbox and share it privately?
Oh, yeah, you can't put it publicly. I don't know. You know, don't do it because I'm going to mess up. I'm going to mess up and hit a button and the whole thing's going to shut off. So, let's just do this. I'm going to ask you a specific question.
I can type you his name.
You don't have to do that. I want to ask the way he walks.
Okay.
How does he walk? I know it sounds crazy. But this is what I'm getting.
He walks with confidence, but he's been hurt as well. So at first he was letting me more be on my own. We went actually to New York together a couple of days ago. And by the end of the trip, he was putting me in the inside. And I have a tendency, if I get stressed out, to have Murphy's Law come out everywhere. So he became very protective of me. So... But he walks with a little bit of a strut, confident.
So he's got a strut, confident walk.
Yeah.
All right. I know it's very strange. Okay. So, but when he's walking, are his feet duck out, or are they like pigeon-toed in, or are they straight ahead?
I don't know. in between in and I think outwards, if that makes any sense. It just depends.
Like both
on
legs?
No, like his feet point out a tiny bit.
Okay, I understand. So they're more duck in a normal or whatever we call it.
Yeah, like a normal way. Not
people with disabilities, but whatever the freaking word normal
means.
Yeah,
no disabilities. He's a runner.
Right. So his feet, he walks what we would call in society as normally, and he walks with confidence.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it, though. I'm not saying I want you to continue seeing him. I want you to continue doing therapy. I want you to continue getting to know him. I want you to have sex with him. I want you to be to do
That's
everything
where I'm
you
confused.
Can.
Like
okay,
he
let's
went
get
from
to the
passionate step. To wanting to start as friends, and then he goes back and like we're in the hotel room, and he has a towel on, and he's like motioning for me to hug him. So back and forth.
So he shuts down sexually, and then he's sexual. Okay.
He's going through a divorce.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying you will be hurt in the sense that he already is kind of causing pain, but not because he's a bad person. He's just searching through himself. He's just trying to regain his confidence. I would say continue seeing him, but try everything you're doing with every bit of your power. Stay connected to your own recovery process still. And these layers of hurts and insecurity. Is he going to be the man you marry? It would take like 10 years. you guys are going to have to go through a lot of getting to know each other. It is possible. Absolutely, I believe that. The hot and cold is part of why I asked how he walks, because I just, there's something where he's trying to be more confident than he is, and he needs to heal a bit more. So,
I know he's not confident. Like,
do you want to continue seeing him? Do you want to marry him?
I'm crazy about him. Like, I saw things that I haven't seen. I felt, for the first time in my life, I stopped seeing, for 3 years, I stayed single. People would message me, people would try to date me, talk to me, and I'd be like, no, but with him, I felt safe, and I felt something I haven't felt
what
before.
A lovely word. What a lovely word. And that's such a good word for you, you know, to feel safe. And
yes,
what I, you know, add to, there are layers of that safety that are still going to be explored, you know, because it doesn't make you feel safe when he's acting cold or weird. And then it's like the inconsistency of emotional expression is going to make you feel unsafe, but it doesn't mean he's an abuser. It doesn't mean he's going to harm your child. It doesn't mean he's some crazy loon. It just means he's processing through. So stay in the therapy. Continue seeing him. If things don't improve in 3 months, maybe go see if you want to go do some weird workshop together. Or, I don't know. See if he's open to a little more growth or something. Or if he'd go to therapy. Just see.
Yeah.
And if he isn't, either he's way too cocky and it's going to be just difficult.
Yeah.
So
I know exactly where his hurt is from. He fell in love with the last girl and 2 weeks' time, they were engaged, and then he had planned a long engagement, but then she surprised him a couple months later with a wedding. And then a few months after that, she's like, I'm just not feeling the marriage anymore, after she promised his son, I'll be your mommy, I'm never going to go anywhere, and just dropped him and kicked him out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's scared, but I'm not going to hurt him. I know how it is to be hurt.
Oh, yeah, you do. You've been through the ringer. And I think you guys also leave a lot of room to talk about your exes. A lot of experts have ever say don't. I say do. Say, oh, my goodness, this triggered when Bobby did this. Oh, this triggered when, you know, and just kind of keep that flow open. Is he good at that?
Oh, he can talk to me. He talks, but intimate, he shuts down. I don't understand that. So I guess he's scared.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of work. He's got to look at that, the shutting down after intimacy.
Yeah.
Can you just say, I'd love it if next time, can we just hug or like share a piece of pie after we have sex? Is there, or can we play a silly board game? I don't know, whatever people do. But something, ask him, hey, after we have sex, is there anything that would make you feel happy with me, like happy to hang out? Like, what do you need?
Yeah.
Find out. It might be, you know, I really need to just have 10 minutes to myself in the shower, or it could be, I really
whatever,
need to just,
you know?
Watch a stupid program. So you don't know what he needs after sex.
Yeah. So,
what do you need? You probably need cuddles and connection and all that. Like all women do.
I need to not feel like he's going to be out the door. He hasn't been out the door. He's proven that part. I mean, we went on vacation together.
Yeah, he's in the same room, but he shut down. Yes.
Yeah, and then
I'm having a bit of a problem here. Is there anything we could do to make after sex more fun? Guys love the word fun. It takes all the pressure off.
I don't understand why he said he wanted friendship and not sex, and then he goes off to sex. It makes no sense. I'm up for whatever.
Because he wants friendship and he wants sex with you. He wants both. But he doesn't want them. He doesn't want a relationship just yet because he's still processing. So he's wanting, but he wants a relationship. He's very confusing because he's confused. He's just totally confused. He's a good guy, though. Continue doing this, but please take care of yourself as much as write a journal. Yeah, see your therapist. know your value, protect your child, you know, do everything you're doing. It's going to be a process. Divorcees are struggling. They're struggling. So,
yeah. So, but you are just so wonderful and never stop doing what you're doing. Your soul is so beautiful and I'm blessed to talk to you.
Thank you. Your soul's beautiful too. Thanks.
Thank you. Well, you have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate that, Chrissy. And we're here with Maria Broney from New York City, psychic medium, and we're taking your phone call. So dial on into the phone number, guys, and then press the one on your phone. 347-884-8245 is the number to call on in. And let me just say here, before we go to the next caller here, again, why we're here. We're here to help you, the listener, the caller, and also, just as importantly, we're here to help those less fortunate than us, folks. And we've been here an hour, and we've received, and we're very thankful of the one donation of $15. But folks, we're a spiritual group. And as I said, if we're not going to help the homeless, who is? Who is? There ain't nobody. That's the answer. It ain't going to be the government. That's for sure. It ain't going to be the rich. It comes to us to have the heart that understand why we're here. And with, you know, we're also offering, it's pictured on the show and also on my Facebook, the beautiful shawl that my wife crocheted for a person. You know, I would have thought by now, of course, you know, the shawl for, we're saying, you know, and for the purpose of when you have some family with no electricity on in the middle of the summer with small kids, both under 10, with no electricity, and we're saying, hey, we're going to give away the Shaw, anyone that could donate their electricity bill, which is $200. And that is, I mean, when you talk about, I mean, the Shaw itself, if you bought it retail, would be close to $100. And the size of the Shaw is massive. And if you can't use it, it would be a great gift coming up, especially with Christmas not that far away. But guys, come on, dig a little deeper, as my friend Michelle White Dove says. Let's show our hearts. Let's, you know, and I'm talking to the listeners too, not just the callers, but the listeners. Show your heart, give your heart. I mean, you know, that's what we all come here for. We come here to help the listeners, the callers, but also the homeless, the folks that are hanging on for, you know, almost being homeless. So donate. And if you're calling in, we always say donate $25, get a 10-minute reading. But if you could donate more, God, it's so helpful. It is anyway, the links are on the show page, and PayPal is on the show page. Also on Facebook, live on mine, and also Maria's. The links are there. Can't miss them, I don't think. And and if you've donated, please let me know, okay? And we're going to go continue on here and help some more folks here on the phone lines. Here, and let's go here, and Maria, and let's go ahead and bring in our next caller from Virginia, Chantel, to the show. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Chantel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good.
So what's your question?
I have some questions as far as my employment. I work for a contractor now, and the actual company is taking over the business. Mm-hmm. And we had the option to first apply for the position. And I'm just trying to find out, you know, what's going to come of that, because everybody is stressed out waiting, you know, for an interview, a phone call or something.
Right, right. And so are they going to lay you off?
Well, if we don't go on with the company, we could possibly get laid off.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. Okay, so your question is, how is it going to go, or you know, what's going to happen?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm feeling, I would just, to back yourself up, find out about the layoff package. I don't know what they give you, how that works. Is there a sort of, how does that work? Do you know anything about?
No, it's just, they just came to us and just told us that our contract was ending, and you know, we could apply, you know, for the actual company, and that was basically it. Or we could transfer, you know, to another state, you know, that the company is, you know, affiliated
yes.
with. But that's a lot, you know.
Oh, that's hell. Okay, so these people told you, we're merging with a new company. You've got to reapply, but they never said, we're firing you. There's something tricky going on here. They're doing something tricky.
That's what we all feel. It's been a wreck.
My FaceTime.
But actually, the airlines and it's American Airlines. They were in bankruptcy, and
mm-hmm.
we brought them out of bankruptcy. So now they're becoming a mainline station, which they're going to own their own station now. So
mm-hmm.
we have to reapply. Actually, reapply with them for, you know, the positions that we hold now.
Right. I think my FaceTime dropped out, but my battery, it must have died. But that's okay. Let's just... yeah, my concern is they're not being clear with you, and you guys have every right to be really nervous right now. So what I, you know, have you applied for the new positions?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. And what is your position at the airline? What do you do?
I'm a CSA. I work the ticket counter. I work the arrival and the departure gate.
Yes, yes. My concern is this new company is going to try and hire on a new bunch of fresh newbies that they don't have to pay and pay out. Do you have pension and all that?
Well, not with the contractor, no.
Okay.
Very much. It's been like 2 years since this contractor has come in, and, you know.
Right, right. What I'm going to do is this. I'm saying you're doing everything right. I don't want you to transfer and move to a new place. That is far too overwhelming and not necessary for you.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that, you know, when this company merges, they're just being shady about it. So the two things I would do is check into some sort of whatever their severance package is, if they even have one. They may not, because they'll pull this attitude that we're hooking you up with a new job so you can't get mad at us and cause trouble. You know, and we're talking about a huge corporation here. I think that, you know, you are skilled, you know what you're doing, you're really good at it, can transition into the new, you will be able to transition. I don't think you're going to be left in a lurch. I don't believe that. So you will survive. I think some people might. you know, some people might, but I'm, what I'm doing is I'm like praying for you. I'm sending good, strong energy to keep you safe and secure because you're a good person and you do great at your job. And I think you'll transfer more successfully than you think, but find out anyway if there's a backup plan to protect you if they try to cut you out for like 6 months, you know, where you're just hanging around in a panic.
That's what I'm doing. And they
So you're already hanging around in a panic. Okay, yeah, you are.
Yes,
okay, that's what they're doing.
Because they're supposed to take over like September the 17th, I think.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, because you might not even start your new position till January. It'll be, it could be like January. Yeah. And they aren't paying you anything in the meantime.
No, I guess we'll have to get unemployment or something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Check out some way to protect yourself in the meantime, because even when they transfer you, it may not even go into fruition until January.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just at the worst to prepare for, just to try to prepare yourself till January to, you know. But like I said, energetically, you are protected. It may seem rougher than it really will be. I'm just giving you the worst of it just so you are prepared to take care of this. I'm so upset that my thingy went down. But yes, does that make any sense? Or how do you feel?
I don't know. It could be right because we haven't heard anything, and it's a lot of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
a lot of us waiting to hear something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're not alone in that at all. So there's plenty of, but you're, like I said, you're pretty energetically protected, and, but find out the red tape of how you can protect yourself till January. On unemployment or whatever. All right, how long you been there? Like 15 years? How long you been doing this?
No, I've been here. I've been in the airline industry for 11 years. But with this particular company, it's been almost 3 years.
So you've been in the whole airline industry for 15 years?
11 years.
Oh, 11. Okay, and then 3. Okay, I got you. Yeah, you've got a lot of experience. It won't be hard for you to transfer. It just might take till like January for this to go down properly.
Wow.
Yeah. But let's hope it's in October or something. Let's hope it's in October, right? That's what we're hoping for, like very soon.
Well, they said I called the recruitment office today because we haven't heard anything. And they said that we're supposed to be getting emails or something out this week.
Okay, good.
In the next few days or something. That's what they've been. That's what they were telling us. I don't know.
Now, how long have you been in the lurch? How long? I know we have to end the show. How long have you been left hanging right now? How many weeks or months?
We were notified in June.
Oh yeah. So they're July, August. Yeah.
A lot of people are just starting to quit and. It's like sad, you know, because they don't know what to do.
Right, right. Yeah, but I'm set letting you know that you are energetically protected through this, and you know, prepare just in case for a good a little amount of time before you're transferred, or you know, you're rehired by the new company.
Wow.
Yeah, and hopefully it's by October. So. Yeah. But they have to get it up and running anyway. It's an airline. I mean, they have to. So it could be sooner. Yeah.
It's up and running. They got people they bought from other, you know, stations.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they
hired
the newbies first.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're just, I don't know what they're doing.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm saying prayers for you, and I know you're going to get through this. Your life is going to be way better by January. That's all I'm saying. It could just be other stuff, too, that's going on, you know, with family. Things will improve by January. I know that.
I'm praying.
Yeah, I'm praying because you're a good person, and, you know, so it will get better. I know it will. So.
Well, I appreciate that information.
You're welcome.
I'll just get prepared. That's all, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hardest thing to do once you've been somewhere for a period of time.
It's like a divorce. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's sad. You know, it's
like
it's very sad. Because my coworkers, they're like my family, you know, and it's we're all trying to figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah. And, well, be careful with some of them because they may be too sad, too depressing. And you got to keep your energy up. Even though they're your family, you know, you got to keep your positive on.
It is depressing because a lot of them are young girls with families.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
My kids are finally grown now. So I can understand what they're going through. So that's depressing.
Yeah.
When it's kids involved, you know, you do worry.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The great thing is they have your wisdom to kind of guide them.
I try to give them all I can while I'm with them. I try to give it to them every day I can. I really do.
Because you've been through tons of, and I'm sure that you've gone through transitions in the airline and scary moments. So you know you've been there, and when you had your family and everything to deal with. So
I've been through everything that you can go through. I've been homeless. I've been through it all.
I know. You have been through it all, and you're like a rock. Yeah, so, you know, you're picking up on the energy of all these other kids and the wonderful young girls. So you're also an empath. You're very healing, and you might be over concerned than you need to be. So, you know, try to believe that I've been through worse than this. I know this is going to work out. This is tiny compared to what you've been through, and you will move through this and life will improve. Yeah.
It is. Because I've been in bigger cities. I'm in Virginia. Where I'm at is mostly a military town. I'm in Norfolk, where the world's largest military base is. So everything, the jobs, everything here is focused more to the military people. If you get a good job here, you better try to keep it. That's what I'm trying to say, because it's so hard to get employment here because the military people get the jobs when they become
priority.
Available.
Yep. They all get the priority. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's rough living here and trying to have, you know, good employment, because you better have something under your belt or you'll be just sitting there. That's how it is. It's rough here.
Yeah.
It's rough living here. This is a Commonwealth state.
I do believe you're going to, you do have protection energetically. I do see that. So you will move through this. I mean, and you're being a teacher for these young girls right now. But I think we have to end the call. I'm not sure what's going on here. Are you all right? Okay, great.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm silent, and my computer battery died.
Okay.
So
it's okay.
I think I'm off the face. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Thanks, Chantel. Take care.
Thank you,
have a good
Chantel.
Night.
Okay, hon. Okay. You've got
okay,
so much strength.
You.
You'll be fine.
Yes.
You're going to get through this. I know it. All right. So, Michael, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. We're still live on the radio, so that's all good. And
So you can see me on the radio right now?
No, I can't see on the radio, but I can hear you. So that's all that counts.
On the FaceTime, yes.
But
okay, great.
Yeah, I'm still live on Facebook, so people can still we're still bringing in people from there. So that's all good. And then your next show, you'll be all set for next time.
Yes, now
it
I know,
works.
And I'll be charged up. I don't know. It's like my battery's in the red, so I don't know what's going on. I have it charged, but it's just not charging. Yeah.
Understand. Okay. But let's take another call here. This might be it for the night. Illinois, Pat, welcome to the show.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Oh, thank you. I'm going on a job interview tomorrow. And what are your feelings?
I think you're going to rock it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. What is this for?
Well, right now I'm taking care of children, and there's this time it's two families, and it's a little unusual, but it's temporary because what I really want to get into is Reiki, and you know, kind of like Michael, I think he's an angel, and I want to be able to help people, you know, that maybe can't afford.
Right.
Or,
and, right.
You know, I just kind of want to pay it forward, but
right.
I need
to.
You
want to do like Reiki, help the homeless and, you know, people with trucks. Yeah. Free service or low income.
Right.
That's beautiful. And I think that you'll be able to manage to do both, but I know it could be overwhelming with this double family job. You're going to get the job. That's not a problem. So I'm wondering,
okay.
So is that the question you had?
Yeah, it was, because it's kind of an unusual situation, you know, with two families instead of one. But I just feel like it shouldn't be too stressful going on in my personal life. So I, you know, I don't want to, you know, I need it to be. Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's not the job. It is the personal. Do you have sons? What's going on?
My husband is ill, and it's just been difficult.
Right, right. Oh, you got to start doing the Reiki on him.
Yes.
There you go. That's
someone
in need. Yeah. That's where it's got to begin.
Yes.
Are you learning already, or are you just is fantasy about learning it?
No, it's actually not a fantasy. I just need to save a little bit of money to start. And
right.
Yeah. So I have a teacher around here, but there's also out of state that I, you know, would like to eventually get to.
So are you licensed or whatever they call it as a Reiki practitioner?
No, not yet.
Okay, so yeah, you need the money to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's right now the priority is your husband and the work, and that's just basically where it is. But and if you want to, what I'm seeing is this. Oh, I think I'm just going to see if I can get back on this FaceTime when I'm with you, even though we're ending the call. But I really want to throw this out there because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling what I'm seeing that's most important is working on your husband. If you can practice some sort of healing on him, do you do anything with him? What do you do to help him?
That's the difficult part is, you know, I have been there for him. He just doesn't want to help himself. And it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you can only do so much if the other person, you know, and that is Reiki. I mean, if the other person doesn't want the healing, you know, I'm just a vessel. So if that person doesn't want it or doesn't cooperate, then nothing's going to happen.
Well, this is the kind of healing that, I mean, this is partly why the universe or whoever runs the show has pushed the Reiki practice aside right now and has you focusing on getting this job and your husband being ill, because what I'm seeing is that if you're going to be a healer and transform others or help others, your husband, the situation is the perfect opportunity to start, not by permission or anything, just by osmosis, within your own being. Are you taking care of yourself fully in your body, your health?
I'm doing it now.
Good.
You know, that's the transition that has just happened. It is just I'm focusing on me because it's sort of like that circle. You know, you keep going in that circle, and I never get to me. So now I'm going to me, and all this is going to feel.
Yeah, because if you're practicing going inside yourself and healing your hip pain or your foot problem or your when you get cranky about things or, you know, the depression about the future or whatever, I'm energetically seeing that you and your husband are definitely life partners. There's an energetic bond that's huge. You aren't just people that got thrown together because you thought you had to be. Energetically, you guys are very bonded. So the beauty of this is that the more that you are in healing vibration in yourself and healthiness in yourself, you could just lay next to him and it's going to start changing him up. It's like a transmission. Okay. Yeah. And I guarantee when you start doing the Reiki in a couple of years, when all this kind of settles, you'll be bringing that into your practice. And it's going to be even more interesting because you're going to have this ability kind of transmute those that you're working with, be it, you know. So just being with someone is the healing. Your presence of just being present with them is the Reiki. So you don't even have to, like, ask permission or worry because it's just going to happen. It's like standing in water. It's all around. It's surrounding you. That's the healing energy that you can have. You can kind of surround an environment and transform through it just by your own vibration. Does that sound crazy to you, or does it make sense? Yeah.
No, it sounds beautiful. No,
yeah, you're like,
it doesn't
you're
sound
crazy
to me. Oh,
I'm going to hold it. Oh, my God. There's a reason that I had this picture. Probably got to say, but I'm holding up the ocean because this is who you are. If you become this, your husband will start shifting, then the space will clear up to get into the practice, and then you can also have the money sustained so you can do more charity work, healing those that can't afford what you do.
Yes.
So it's all working out. You're going to get these jobs, and even if not, which you will, something along those lines very soon, very, very soon.
Okay, so tomorrow seems cool, right?
Absolutely. I think you're going to rock it. I think it's good. Yeah.
Cool. Great.
Okay,
really,
great.
That helps, and I'm so happy to have spoken to you. Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome. Thank you, too. All right.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
Bye.
Good night, Pat. Good night.
Look,
night.
I'm back
you.
On, Michael.
Bye. You're back on? Oh,
the
wow.
Time, my battery charged, and now it's back on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We're at the end of the show,
but
okay.
Yeah, I know. It was like a good. Dead moment there, but oh, well, jeez. Next week we're set, ready to go. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
We'll get it down. Yeah, it took me a while, too, to figure it out and all that good stuff. So, all righty. Well, I thank you so much for coming on and sharing your time with us, Maria. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
All righty. Have a good night. And we'll
too.
Be talking to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Thanks to Maria. And thanks to you guys, listeners, callers. And definitely want to thank Melanie and Chrissy who donated tonight. Thank you very, very much. And we'll continue on tomorrow to try to reach our goal of turning a family's lights back on. We are still short, just so you know, about $100. We're still short. So hopefully tomorrow we crack that, but maybe someone will donate here this evening once the show goes off. Generally doesn't happen, but there's always a first, right? Always a first. So, so everybody, have a great night. And we'll be back on the air tomorrow. We'll start at 5 o'clock Eastern Time with Linnea Starr. And then tomorrow night at this time, Greg Keen will be here from Lilydale. And Psychic Little T will be on before that, okay? Just check my Facebook page. And Amanda, we are done of the show. I'm so sorry. We've been here all night, but anyway, make sure you send me a friend request if you're not friends with me already, so you know when the shows are, because we do free readings all the time, mediumship. We have a lot of the best guests you'll find here on Journey Into the Light Radio, so please do. And again, thanks to everybody, and thanks for making a great night. Thanks, Nikki, if you can hear me, I'm not sure. And all right, we'll sign on out. Adios, amigos, and have a good night, Melanie. Take care. Love you. Love you, Tracy, in England. Love you all, and have a good night.